Currently, the mayor of Alamogordo is appointed by the city's Board of Commissioners to a two-year term. In 2014, when the mayor is directly elected, the mayor will serve a four-year term, and with that will come additional powers. Susie Galea is the current mayor and the last to be appointed by the city's commission. Mayor Galea believes that the city of Alamogordo is ready to elect a mayor that represents them.
The additional powers the mayor will have in 2014 will be that the mayor will guide and develop the commission, the city manager, and will present the long-range, short-range goals for the city and growth and development. The mayor then will also present an annual state of the city message to the commission and the city. It'll be a four-year term, whereas now the mayor can change every 2 years with the new coming commission, but the mayor-at-large will be elected for a full four-year term. And the mayor-at-large elected will still have the same voting powers as the commissioner. So with there being six commissioners plus the mayor, technically the mayor will be the tie-breaking vote if there is a split vote, and the mayor will be the ceremonial head of the city.
Is the city of Alamogordo ready to elect a mayor to go through the entire process that most other cities already go through?
Yes, I believe it'd be a very exciting race, much like our Otero County Sheriff's race was this last election, where there were multiple candidates that were that had great debate, and I think it created a good dialogue about what the citizens wanted and needed in their leadership. And so I think that a mayor-at-large election would serve the citizens well. The citizens will have the opportunity to choose the person that they think would represent them in the city the best.
And Mayor Galea feels she is ready to represent the citizens of Alamogordo in an elected capacity by being the first to throw her hat in the ring in the mayor's race. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.